stuff that they want to sell, I think. I don't know.
Ready?
Yes.
Call us back to order. So, where were we?
They were talking about the municipalities having the option of bringing stuff to the sale, and I guess everybody's in agreement on that, and that's where we ended.
And we haven't heard back from any elected officials about upgrading cars.
But we haven't sent a notice out either.
I think Dawn did, didn't
we? Or we can do that. I don't know. I think she probably sent this out. Anytime she sends it out, they know, Chuck, if they want something to talk to somebody.
So why don't we send an official email out? I mean, if you haven't, I kind of thought there was an official, but there's not.
I'll just tell her to share this list of cars with everybody, and that way, if they think this would be an upgrade, they need to talk to the commission as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Do you want to have them talk to maintenance first? And see if the maintenance department says so?
Well, she'll send a list that has the problems with it there.
Okay.
And surely they would check.
Okay, that's true.
I've lost track of time, but we had a couple of folks when the sheriff's department started getting new vehicles. I think one was sewer and the other one was IS maybe or something. My question is, have we already rotated some? Do you know? Does anybody know?
No, we did when they first came available in the spring. I know IS took care. I remember that conversation with Gary when he came in and we fixed that. Don't remember sewer, but I remember IS for sure.
So there has been one swap out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that because I remember Gary thanking us.
Yeah, and somebody else came right along.
I know they did, and I can't remember about that one.
That we said we got more coming.
We'll send an email out, and if there's something,
that'd be good.
They'll surely get in contact with some of us then.
All right, we were also talking about Rick being the auctioneer in times past or recent times. Gene Rogers did it. He was paid just like he's doing road and bridge work, and of course we had two, three, or four helpers. So the question is, do we ask Rick to do the freebie and, of course, have sure good help for you as far as road and bridge people?
You know, Jimmy's usually there, and I think he has to be there. I don't think he mind being a ring man either. I'm confident you'll have people there.
I'll just be truthful with you. I think that we have taken advantage of Rick's generosity, and I think that it should be paid. I think that whoever does it should be paid.
And I wouldn't take pay unless you put it out for bid.
That's right.
No way.
We did that one of your first years here, I think. We did put it out for bid.
I mean, we could quickly put a request for qualifications.
And you know, you've got the date, so you can put it out there. You know, there's...
Here's the thing. It's just, it just becomes a... I guess some people, and I think it just becomes a thing, they think you're going to do it, and it's because you're good-hearted enough to do it that, I just don't think that it's...
Well, I appreciate that, Danny, like I said, but there's no way I will take pay unless you put it out for bid. If you put it out for bid, I'll probably bid enough to pay help, and I'll have help there. That's the only way I do it.
And I'm fine with doing a SOQ, a statement of qualifications, that way we can get it on the books, and we don't have to bid per se the professional services. We just need to have some sort of process in which we chose somebody.
And I think probably it would be easy to contact if I were you, I would probably suggest you contact the people who have auctioneer's license through the collector's office and tell them that we're doing that if they're interested.
Yeah, they got to have that anyway, don't they?
Maybe our congressional candidate.
I don't think he has a license down here. If I doesn't, Springfield.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
But there are. I know there's at least not.
There's a handful. There's a question.
You know, I'm sure Rob has at least one.
Are we asking to get Linda involved to do a qualifications document? I mean,
I'd just send everybody a notice that had, like you said, that's got a license, and that's county, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say county license.
All right, I will send a note to Linda right now.
I mean, I hate to throw that stick in the mud and stir up the water, but it just turns into something that everybody feels like they're obligated to, whether you're sick or whether feel bad or what. And it's
to be real honest, Danny, it makes it easier for me to stay on good terms with the fellow auctioneers in the county. So I kind of appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's since this is a posted item, let's go ahead and vote on it. That way, there's
the county auction.
When you do that, make sure you put in there that we'll collect our own money. Because we want to.
Oh, yeah.
We will pay them times before they try to collect the money, then they will take care of it off the top, and we have to pay them personally.
Okay.
That way,
that'll be sent out in the form, I guess, yeah. Right?
Yes.
We might make sure Linda knows that, but if she has to request
I'm going to put down some stuff in the email, and then I'll have her get with you.
Be great.
So I move that we direct the purchasing department to go out for qualifications, statement of qualifications for any auctioneer licensed with the county. Licensed to operate within the county.
So, qualifications, does that mean they will
give... licensed with the county, not to operate in the county, because I think that if they get a license in Stone County, they can operate in the county.
Okay, I meant to say operate. Licensed to operate in the county.
In the county.
Licensed in the county. Okay.
When you ask how about licensed and able to operate in the county? And then you're not saying they're licensed in the county, but they're...
Well, we just want to check the license down here, because if you start checking statewide, you got more than you can handle.
I get mixed up on RFPs and RFQs. When you ask for an RFQ, do you get a price?
No.
Mm-mm.
That's what you made a motion for, wasn't it?
No, qualifications. I don't know if we can...
Qualifications is an RFQ. You don't get a price. Don't we want an RFP where we get a price?
I don't know what you want. Whatever you want.
Professional services, we do not have to bid, and that's what this is. So all we have to do is show sort of we can do an RF. We can do both if you wanted to, but what would be the boundaries? October 23rd, right?
Well, if we just go for qualifications, we're going to have a list of auctioneers
that we can choose from.
Right. When we did it before,
you actually asked for a price.
We asked for a price, and
whatever you want to do.
Here we're going to be, if we just have a list of auctioneers, how any of them can do the job, how are we going to pick between them?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you ask for a price?
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Specifically, tell me what we're going to bid out then.
How much help? Do the auction, less cashier, because we'll do the cashiering.
You mentioned help, Rick. What about help?
Mm-hmm.
Any auctioneer is going to have ringman, clerk, and those kinds of things, and cashier, and that's going to be cost of operations. But if you take the cashier out of there, they should be able to give you a price.
So, in the past, we've used road and bridge people. Will we need road and bridge people other than what we're getting from the auctioneer?
No, you shouldn't.
Okay,
the reason that they had road and bridge people out there a few times was because they wanted to help people load. They had, and if they had things like that there, like they had tin horns, well, those guys can't load those tin horns. We needed the backhoe to load those, so they had a backhoe operator there and stuff like that.
Here's a question. We're going to have to get certification of workers' comp insurance from the auctioneers that they have workers' comp to cover their...
Exactly.
Assistance.
Either that or pay on them, one or the other.
How about prevailing wage?
Nope.
They can bid it. I mean, it's just going to be a bid process.
And you might want to know whether they have workers' comp or not, because I don't think you'll find any of them do.
But we have to now, don't we?
No. You just have to pay on them. Bid it. You'll just have to pay.
We have to pay at their workman's comp when they're on. Okay.
We need them to certify that they have workers' comp. Otherwise, we have to pay.
Okay.
Right?
Right. If they don't have it, then we need to add in the cost of workers' comp.
Hey, I've got an idea. Rick, would you do this for us?
I didn't know he was going to get into this.
That's the dilemma, I tell you.
Okay. So that we're clear, the service we're asking for will provide help. We won't need to ask road and bridge people, or should we... Should we provide
unless Road and Bridge has some stuff that needs to be loaded with the...
Right, and then, but that's a whole different thing we can take care of.
Yeah.
Okay, because when we've always planned, when we've planned these recent years, we've always provided that, and Frank needs to know that he doesn't need to provide it if that's the direction we're going. Okay. All right, so you're looking at me like, what's our motion? Is that the question?
No, we need to kill that motion. I withdraw it. It's not, because it's not worded properly. Well, here, just change it from statement. What did I put?
Statement of qualification.
RFP, request for proposal. So now if you change that, okay, let me see the motion. Correct. That's great.
Go ahead and say it now.
Go ahead and read it out now. That's right.
Commissioner Strathis moved to direct Linda Gifford to send a request for proposal letter out to auctioneers who are licensed and can operate in the county.
I'll second it.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay.
Would you ask her to send us a copy of what she's sending out?
Yes. I'm going to have her get with Dawn, and then you can probably help clean it up, and then she can... I'm trying to put it together, and...
I'll let Dawn do it because I don't want to be involved if I'm going to...
Right.
And I will go ahead and bid just because I think it'd be better for the county.
Gotcha.
All right, and... We move around, and I lose track. Who's contacting? You're going to contact the municipalities?
I'll contact municipalities and departments and tell them that we've got these vehicles.
Okay.
Those two contacts I'll do.
Great.
Okay.
We've already set a date, October something or other.
23rd, I think.
Yep. 23rd, right?
I think that's right. I hadn't got a calendar in front of me. I think that's right.
That's the date I show. Make sure that's right, but 23rd is a Saturday, yes, sir. That is the date. All right. All right, that's it on that. And then we just need to come back and finalize the list when, Rick?
We'll, first October will be plenty soon.
And that's probably when we need to award the bid to the auctioneer services, too, then, October 1. So I'll make sure the ladies post in October, somewhere around October 1st. Well, if it's a bid, then it'll be opened October 4th. That's the first Monday of October in our normal commission meeting.
Rick, will that work out with people as far as schedules, auctioneers? If they give them enough time to schedule?
I would think it would be. I don't know. You know, they should know now if they're open the 23rd, and I would think then, and they need to know that they're going to have to keep that date open.
Well, I guess that's what Chuck's question. Should we need to try to award it sooner?
That's where I would go.
If you can, it'd probably be better for some.
We can go as early as the 20th. That gives them 21 days to respond.
Yeah.
September 20th?
Do it as soon as you can, I think.
September 20th is a normal day. Okay. I'll put that in the email. Okay.
What's next?
Next is a letter for the airport board. The airport, if we remember back December 30th, we sent a letter at a request of Branson Airport to MoDOT with that road access out to the new airport. Remember that support letter we sent out December 30th? They wanted it refreshed with a new date. Jeff Bork had sent it, or Burke sent it to me. I forwarded it to Bob for his legal review. And I believe it's all done. I mean, I was told last night it was done.
There was an executive session on December 30th where the commission directed me to write a letter or draft a letter. The letter went out dated January 14th to Bob Dixon and MoDOT. stating the support of the commission for the proposal, and they want it updated with the commission again, I guess is what it is.
Would you ask about the date, please?
Okay. It had a section for date, and did we want to put in the December 30th date, or did we want to put in today's date? It says on insert date, the Taney County Commission, you don't want me to read it?
No. Oh, no, go ahead. No, read it. I'm glad you asked the question. I think it would be today's date, but I have no idea. I haven't talked to Jeff about it.
On insert date, the Taney County Commission approved the purchase of Branson Airport Boulevard for $2 million pending MoDOT approval of the $2 million to reimburse the county for the expense of purchasing the road. So in other words, we don't buy it unless they pay us for buying it. The county commission felt it was important that the taxpayers own the only paved access road to the county-owned airport, and we do own the ground that the airport's on. The fact that the road is not publicly controlled and owned, has created several problems for the county. I am sure you can appreciate the difficulties presented, ranging from law enforcement issues to economic development opportunities. It is my sincere hope that MoDOT and its leadership will work with Taney County in the purchase of this road by looking at all funding mechanisms available. And then it's signed by the three commissioners, if you want to do that, and CC to Nixon, Bond, McCaskill, and Blunt.
When did we vote on that?
December 30th.
Yes, December 30th, their executive session minute draft. I don't think you've approved them. And it says, Commissioner Strahan and Commissioner Straffus were present along with Bob Paulson, County Council. Oh, it was executive session. Is it okay to read this to you all? I don't want to say anything that happened in executive session word for word.
It's not my understanding, or if it was, it was a memory lapse on my part, that I voted on buying an airport road.
There was not a vote in the executive session on December 30th at 11:45 a.m. All I can tell you is that you were present and Commissioner Straffus was present. Commissioner Pennell doesn't appear to have been present. And I was directed, according to the minutes, obviously I was because then I drafted one and Chuck signed it. I was directed to write a letter. No action was taken, and the commission wasn't bound by anything, but we sent a letter that I was directed to send, and the letter went out on January 14th, and I can certainly tell you what's in the letter. Dear Representative Dixon, the purpose of this letter is to communicate to you that Taney County Commission is open to the proposal outlined in Jeffrey Bork's December 11th, 2009 letter. The Taney County Commission supports the efforts of the Branson Regional Airport and cooperate with reasonable efforts to effectuate additional operation funds for the airport. The Commission would like to express to you that, in theory, the Commission supports the proposal set forth in Mr. Bork's letter, providing for state monies to go to Taney County to purchase a road segment that would enable the Branson Regional Airport to have additional operation funds. If you need any further information from the Taney County Commission, please let us know. And this was signed Chuck Pennell, CC'd Maynard Wallace, Ray Weeder, and Jack Goodman, and it was sent to the Honorable Bob Dixon. I believe y'all were present during discussions of the fact that
yes,
Bob Dixon,
but that wasn't what you said a while ago. We sent out a support letter for them, the okay. state, to buy the road for $2 million.
Okay.
Not the county to buy the road for $2 million.
Actually, it's my understanding that at some point, and it might be in Jeffrey Bork's letter, that was the proposal that we were in support of in theory, was that the $2 million would be given to us for the purchase of the road, or we'd be reimbursed once we purchase it. So in effect, the state's purchasing it, even though we're purchasing it, so we get the road. It becomes a public road to the publicly owned airport, although not publicly run. And that was the proposal that I remember, and that was the letter that we sent out that I just read word for word. I was given to review the letter that I just read to you first, and that was something that was a format that Mr. Straffus received that I changed the wording somewhat so that it made, well, I won't say that.
Yeah, I'm not in favor that should be a one-way transaction for the state to purchase the road. I'd hate to throw a cog in whatever's been proposed, but the only recollection I have is that the state was going to give $2 million to the airport for a road, and we were to write a support letter of
The program that I believe I'm going off, and this is the information from the 30th going from memory, the program that they're trying to access is through MoDOT and Department of Economic Development, the state level, and we are the mechanism to deliver that grant. So basically, MoDOT and Economic Development is going to funnel the money through Taney County for the road. MoDOT can't buy it directly from them. They have to go through us as a mechanism. We're a pass-through entity is how I understand it. That's why we're involved in it, from my recollection.
That's the way I remember it.
Okay.
Because I had a question, I think similar to yours, Danny, when it was proposed to us. Got excited a little bit on the inside, and then that was explained that it was like a grant, that we were the pass-through.
Okay.
And the question was, one other question comes up is, so when that happens, it's a zero deal, but it's not a zero deal in the fact that the county is going to be responsible for maintaining that road.
Yes, from here on. I mean, we will have that expense.
So it is, however, the airport is prepared to do an intergovernmental agreement like we do for Oakmont, where they will maintain and clean, operate, and upkeep the road.
Really?
Yeah, so there'll be zero cost to the county. They have a document. I haven't seen it, but the document is before, once again, this is basically a support letter, but before we have to, any money exchanges hands, they are prepared to provide us a document saying that they will maintain snowplow, all related expenses to operating this road, like they're doing now.
This has come about today from Jeff Bork talking to you?
Jeff sent the letter to me, and then you had it for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And Jeff is just asking, can we get this addressed soon? And I don't know why soon is important.
Back in January, I had the letter. Is that what you're talking about?
No, this new one.
Oh.
New one's a couple weeks.
Okay. I don't know that I had the letter. I had a copy of what you wrote, but maybe I did have the letter.
Okay. Question. What's happened from January when we decided that this apparently was presented in a way to where I thought that they were, the $2 million wouldn't be an expense, the road wouldn't be an expense. I can see all kinds of headaches for a public facility, privately owned public facility. That's about the best way I can say it.
Having
an ice storm or problems where they expected people to be able to get in and out, and us being responsible for the road. Why would we want to take on that when, let me just out and out say it, when they don't want to pay any taxes?
They are willing to make sure that there is no additional expenses by us doing this transaction. The other thing is they have crews there anyway cleaning the runway, so it's easier and faster for them to get the roads opened if they do it, much like Oakmont does it. Now, I understand the taxes, but there is zero...
Just forget that I said that part of it, but
okay.
Let's say this.
Okay.
Why? I want to see the paperwork. As you said a while ago with the Corps, I'd like to see the paperwork that says what they will be responsible for. And I would also like to know why, if we are the through mechanism, I want to make sure that the through is through. We can't even make a deal with MoDOT on a highway barn, not talking about $2 million. So I want to see the paperwork in black and white before I myself obligate the citizens of this county to a road buying project of $2 million.
I would say, the only thing I would say to this is this is a once again, if you remember, the first letter was addressed to a specific representative who's no longer a representative. He's now running for Senate, I believe. And this letter is addressed to someone completely different at MoDOT, and it's more of a support letter than it is a commitment letter. I mean, even when we got Boys Camp Road, we got awarded the grant, but until we voted to take the money, there was no... Once we said we're taking the money and signed the papers, we lost our negotiation. That's why we did that. I mean, right now, this is a letter of support versus a letter of commitment. Okay. So I don't think we'll see any paperwork. I don't think there is any paperwork until MoDOT comes up. MoDOT and Economic Development comes up with the money. I mean, it's basically, I think it's another... I look at it as another support letter.
Okay, that's where you got to. I couldn't see the difference in what we done in December.
Right.
Which was totally different than what I thought was said.
Right.
But if it's a pass-through mechanism, I'm not against that at all. But I want to make sure that the pass-through of Taney County is protected.
I do too.
What's the difference between the support letter that was sent then and what they're requesting now? That would be a question that I would have. We sent a support letter to get this done in December.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Are they wanting another support letter to go to a different thing, or does the same support letter take care of the same thing? Because I think that my vote originally had good intentions because I thought it was something that the state was going to take care of. Now, I'm not so sure.
If this is just a letter of support, we're not committing to doing anything. And it does say pending MoDOT approval of the $2 million to reimburse the county for the expense of purchasing the road. So basically what we're saying is the county commission approved or does approve the purchase of this road for $2 million if we get the $2 million from MoDOT to purchase it with. It doesn't say that we've purchased it, and I don't think we're committed to purchasing it unless we take the $2 million from MoDOT. And this isn't an offer to the airport. We're not sending it to the airport and saying, here's our offer to purchase your road for $2 million. That they accepted immediately, I would think.
I have a little different issue than yours, Danny, and my memory is that someone at MoDOT, after we did this, happened to cross paths somewhere. It seemed like it was in Jefferson City, but it doesn't matter. And I can't remember the details, but they were in the dark on the issue and was going to the representative, as we've talked about. I would like the opportunity to visit with MoDOT myself. In other words, can we table this till Friday or something?
Sure. I don't know of any deadline. I mean, because I don't know of any timelines. And if Danny's got questions he wants to ask, he could ask him as well. But I'd just like to visit with maybe Kirk Duranis or
at the state level, Jay Wunderlich, who's who I've dealt with at the state level. He's the legislative person with MoDOT.
Uh-huh.
Let me look here on... Just to clarify what the program is, and I think they're going to be gray in that whole program area. They're not going to know what's happening. But they'll know. There won't be a program name. This is something they're cooking together to help the airport for economic development. And, you know, MoDOT's been pretty supportive. You look at the marketing money that's funneled through them, MoDOT's been pretty supportive to this privately operated airport. So... But I agree. If you're uncomfortable, either one of you guys, you need to talk to whoever you need to talk to. We can do it. Looks like Friday's fine. I mean, I don't see anything on the schedule. Want to do it 8:30? You just want to repost? We don't need to table it. We can just repost.
Another thing I'd like to know is when we say we're going to enter in with an agreement with them to take care of the road, where is our expense on the agreement? I mean, they're going to take care of the road, but is it free gratis take care of the road, or do they expect something else for us, for them taking care of the road? It's going to be our road, and they're going to take care of it, but where's the other receiving part on their end?
We're the pass-through entity for them. That, I would think that's...
They're getting $2 million.
They're getting $2 million for a
They shouldn't be asking for nothing else. I think, but I hear where you're going.
Danny, why don't you call Jeff?
Yeah, there you go.
Call Jeff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really when the buck needs to stop, is that you need to get comfortable with Jeff, and I think that'd be a good conversation to have, and we can just...
Well, one other question comes to mind, and you could ask that for me, or I can ask MoDOT, I guess, but it seemed like it's not the whole road. It's only a certain section of it. So we're not getting the whole road. Does anybody remember that?
I don't. Do you know what it says?
You know, hold on 1 second. Let me see if it's in.
They call it the road. They're labeling as Branson.
It's the road is called Branson Airport Boulevard.
So that's
a portion of it, and we don't have the legal description of that portion.
So where would that start?
So it's not the whole 6 miles of that road, or whatever that road is. So we still don't have.
The other road's dedicated to the public. Isn't the other road dedicated to the public when we maintain the Branson Creek?
I'm not even sure.
I think there's a point where it stops and we maintain it already. The Branson, I think Branson Creek is ours, is it not?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're supported by, to a certain degree, their CID.
Okay, their CID. Great question to ask.
Okay.
Goes back to another question that needs to be asked is our friend Mr. Hershen brought up a subject about a road being continuous with other county property roads.
Not following you.
That we didn't have. We didn't have county roads that weren't connected to other portions of county roads.
Oh, why would we have a road that was not connected to a county road?
Yes, okay. And it was in something that he brought up. It was something I think that you and I were in support of, but there was a stretch of road that wasn't connected in between the other one, and he brought up some kind of a state statute or something, so I'd like for you to check in on that, Bob, or have Frank look into it or something. There was something to do with continuous. Do you remember it at all?
No, kind of halfway, but I don't have a concern there if, in fact, and I'm sure we wouldn't have gone through the TDD if that road isn't dedicated to the public. I mean, surely it's a platted road.
The TDD only has to do with my understanding is the 422 acres that, but the road was dealt with in the TDD format, and infrastructure was dealt with.
What I'm saying is that road is not a private road. It's surely dedicated for the public to use. The road that you get to the airport on.
At the very least, it's an easement to the county to get to their property.
Exactly. It can't be landlocked, so I mean...
Exactly. So as long as there's easement or some way that we get to the county property, I wouldn't have a problem with just taking a section of it. But I kind of halfway remember.
There's something that was deal, but that brought up, but I don't know whether it was any...
Looks like that would fit here. But.
They couldn't sell us a road that was dedicated to the public. So it can't all be dedicated to the public.
So to put you on the spot, Mr. Strahan, will you get a hold of Bork?
I'll talk to him, yeah.
And in that conversation, ask him about how much road we're talking about, whether it's a mile or two or all of it.
Yeah.
And I'll contact MoDOT and get my concerns. We'll shoot for Friday to talk. But you've got a letter, Bob? You've got a draft or something? Or?
Well, I read it, the first one.
Okay, that was the renewed letter.
That was the renewed draft.
Okay. Right. They sent a sample letter, and then that's why I sent it over to Bob. And
you kind of lost me, though, just a second there. Jim, did, and what was the difference in the two letters of support?
Addressed to two different people. I mean, one's to representative who's no longer a representative, and this one's to MoDOT themselves.
And the format's slightly different.
The format's a little different. Who is this person to? I can't remember.
This is to the Missouri Department of Transportation Attention Director Kevin Keith, 105 West Capitol Ave, Jefferson City, Missouri.
That's probably what I call Chuck, is Kevin Keith.
Yeah, I think I'll start with Kurt, just go through the process. Okay. All right, we're nearly 2:15. Were we going to talk to Eddie today, or
cancel this?
some real comedians in the world, isn't there? Come on up here, Mr. Coxey, please. We got parks, we got auction, we got airport letter.
This may be something we just get started on today, and then you guys have to.
And then we have a vote at 3:25. Excuse me, 1 second, for those two addendums that are just change orders. Well, not change orders, just addendums to the current project. So,
all right, where do we start?
In February, I was asked to write a letter to Larry Gregory with Aegis Engineering, asking them to cease all activity concerning any land planning or zoning issues for Taney County. They have a contract, you know, as you know, with the county to do that work. We rejected a section of the work that had been given to us and therefore part of that contract. On Tuesday of last week, I believe it was, we voted on the zoning districts. That was part of what Aegis Engineering was needing, as they were going to pursue on with their work. I was asked to sit with Joe Tarvin and did sit with him a little bit, and Joe said, what's our role going to be in this? Unfortunately, you know, under your direction, I've told Mr. Tarvin, cease and desist all your work for Taney County until further notice. And that's a contract that was entered into by you gentlemen with Aegis Engineering, and I don't know that I have the right to authorize any for him to do any more work or anything like that. I guess is where I'm at. So I don't know what to tell Mr. Tarvin we're going to expect from him, what we're looking for from him, what his involvement's going to be, or anything like that. So, yes, sir.
What, in your eyes, just kind of walk through what you believe the next steps are, so I can kind of see. What do you think the next steps are, and I guess that's the question is.
There's a couple of issues here. If we're going back to this contract, if we're just talking.
I would like to talk in general.
Okay. We have decided to pursue a certain amount of zoning districts. Some of those we already have defined, as you know, in our code book. If you want to talk about a single-family residential neighborhood or anything like that, we have that defined. We need to pair that zoning district number, title, everything with that. When you get into multifamily housing, as far as duplexes, things like that, we don't have that defined. When we want to go into RV parks and mobile home parks, we have that defined. So we've got to define some things. We're going to have to make some suggestions as far as lot sizes and things like that. And as we go to that needs to basically flesh out those zoning districts completely. And then that needs to be incorporated into the code book. You know, it's basically flesh out those things completely, then incorporate them into your code book and how the rules and regulations are going to work. Of course, the big one being our overlay districts, or where we would put our PUDs and things like that. There's basically nothing in our code book written on that at all, which we would have to do. So, and then there was supposed to be a new, some new zoning maps drawn, and then some public meetings and everything like that. And then if all that goes together, then this would be presented to our board for recommendation in the final form, then back to you guys to be voted on, and then it would become action for Taney County.
So it sounds like there's some work there. Is that work you need help and hire it out? Is that something you and the board, and didn't you have a subcommittee created? I mean, is that something you guys?
What we've learned is right now, the fewer people we can keep involved with this, the better, and the closer we can keep this to what Taney County is doing right now, the better. I honestly believe that. I wasn't too concerned how many districts or what we call them. I am very concerned on how we flesh those out. I think we've got a lot of good things in our code book that we just don't need to mess with. and some of that's there. But we're operating under some principles that that we don't have actually written down, and we can incorporate that. It's a tremendous job. We're talking about, you know, formatting and a lot of time put into that. You know, as you know, my staff has been reduced quite a bit, and at one time we had handed back another when we lost one of our employees. He was handling compliance and nuisances and everything like that, and now we're getting to the opportunity to take some of those pictures and everything again. So you know, we're kind of expanding our boundaries a little bit, and it is going to start running everybody pretty ragged. So, long story short.
Let me ask you a separate question, because it sounds like you need help. Do you want Aegis? Would it be better, because Aegis is not familiar with Taney County existing ordinances. I heard one time you talked about a past employee, maybe on a contract basis, using that as a service.
A lot depends on what. I think what we're expecting here when we're all said and done is here's a document, here's a map, and we can use them. This is what we live by. I think that's where we're headed. I think to ask an outside company to do that, they'll never hand you a drop-in document. I don't think that's going to happen because there's a lot of quirks here, and it takes a couple years to learn everything. Could somebody work with us and we kind of tell them as we go along what's happening? We might, but you don't always catch everything until a day or two later sometimes. So it would be a constant review process and everything. I did at one time think that the slam dunk for Taney County would be a previous employee that we had, because he was very good at formatting and technical writing, and he knew our code book, and I was able to say, here's what I want, and we would go over it a couple times, and then we'd have it. Our current code book is in a format that I think is very, very user-friendly, and it may be because I use it all the time, but I don't know if you've tried to use that or not. I find it to be very user-friendly and would like to continue on with that particular format. I personally, without some study and everything, would not be able to sit down and write it just like that. You know, but that doesn't mean we don't have somebody on, you know, that works with the county that could or could not. So, you know, I don't know that person would even be available anymore. But to me, that's the fastest, most efficient route if we had somebody that knew already what was going on.
What's the next best route, then? If that person's unavailable, it's just getting you a temporary employee, a contract laborer, and you do it, and you do some of your duties to somebody else? I mean, you obviously are the most familiar with the existing code book.
Yeah. And it's something that we can surely ride. And if we have to, we can learn what we need to learn, and we can do it. It's just it'll take a little more time. You know, this individual that we mentioned before was there were things I wanted the code book to do, and he would go and research that, and then come back and do it. Of course, he was working for us at the time, so it didn't cost us anything extra to do that. But you know, he knew that, and then once he learned that, it got very easy. I want to have a very big part of defining and the rules and regulations that I think, because it can get out of hand real fast. As most of you know, I was reading through that the other document long before, and I was going, oh my gosh, and everything, and brought that to your guys' attention. There's a lot of things that just never should have even been thought about. So I would like some help, to tell you the truth. I would like to have somebody that can, at the very least, you know, type this. Now, you know, perhaps somebody in IS is able to do that or something like that. I don't know. But it's always good to have one other person to bounce ideas off of and how this is going to work and when you're comparing things.
Is there, I mean, you mentioned IS. Is there anybody's department that you ask for resource, we're going to have to either backfill that resource or something? So my question is, do you have some people in mind or a person in mind that would be of help that would get this going? I mean, the last thing I want to do is drag this out for multiple years.
And gentlemen, I only have the one guy that I would recommend out of hand, and it was, you know, that previous employee, I don't, just don't know if he's available, and I don't know if that would even be acceptable and everything. So, otherwise, you know, I don't know what your status is, I guess, with your company that you've contracted with.
Well, phase one is, I mean, the contract, Bob can, but we contracted through phase one, two, or three, whatever phase was, and then we stop, and we have an option to extend or to end the relationship. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
I mean, we contracted.
No, I do.
Sorry.
We contracted and through motion got it to one stage.
Yeah, I should say, I didn't review it to that point. That's in the back there if you'd like to look at it real quick and you can hold it looking for. And it may be in the very back. In the very back of that contract, it starts talking about additional wages for hourly work and things like that. To tell you the truth, for what we're going to go into, when I look at this contract, I believe there was like $3,350 put down to create a code book. He can't. Somebody's going to take a bath on that, if that's the case. You can't. Just taking the information that we had in our existing code book, and when we reworked that, we spent months doing that. And it wasn't 8 hours a day. But, I mean, you know, we would spend, you know, some days 6 hours, some days 4 hours and stuff like that, and going back and forth and with our other duties. But we weren't writing anything new. We were just revising and actually collating everything that was in our existing code book. And it took months.
Bob will have to make a determination, I guess, if the contract's at a stopping point, whatever. But so it sounds like you'd rather just one staff person who's doing some limited research, some data entry, and basically you're going to feed them the changes that you want to. I mean, you basically need
We need somebody that's a little bit familiar either with Taney County or with this kind of a process, because they need to be able to not only hear what I'm saying but see the fault. If there's a fault there in what I'm saying, you know, we should do this, yes, but if we do that, how's it going to impact this? So it's a process, and there needs to be more than just me looking at it, I guess is what I'm going to tell you. And if that person happens to be the person that also does the data entry, you know, so be it. If not, if we develop that and then give it to somebody else for data entry, that's fine too.
Well, or could we do it the best you could in-house and then hand it over to an engineering firm for them to review?
Sure.
I mean, that's one way to do it, too. I mean, because
it is.
I mean, to find someone who's familiar with our code book, it's a short list.
It's a very short list.
And then we don't even know if that service is available, but you could get to the best of your ability and then have someone who has experience review it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, is that possible?
That is possible. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know how this was going to play out, so I didn't want to put a whole lot of time into it at this juncture until we knew who's going to do what. It is something that needs to move ahead as rapidly as possible. While we're at it, there's some other things that I know Mr. Strahan would like to see different, and we need to go ahead and address those at that particular time, too. So there'll be a lot of people we need to get with on some different things. I mean, if you're going to make a big change, you might as well make it all at the same time, I think. And then anything that's different from what we're currently doing needs to be highlighted so that you can look at the book and go, this is different. You know, this is a recommendation or this is a change, so that everybody would know what's what. With, you know, we're not looking to hide anything or anything like that, but just need to know. Like I say, I don't have the authority to authorize the engineering company to kick back in and start on with their contract or anything like that.
Is it safe to say we're not close to the public meetings yet because we don't have any ordinance books?
No.
We have nothing.
We have all we have
is districts.
Is we have some districts that to be chased to identify what's in the county now, and some of those need to be fleshed out.
So really, we can't think about public hearings until we at least sell a rough draft of something to show the public.
Right. You're going to need some new maps, and you're going to need a draft copy that you're somewhat comfortable with. I mean, if we're not comfortable with it, we we definitely don't want to even, you know, present it to the public, because the public's going to have enough issues with everything as it is, you know, trying to see what the changes are and the differences are and everything like that. But they, and they need to be able to see what, how this affects them on an individual basis. We just don't have anything to present to anybody right now.
Yeah. Do you have, I know you talked about these districts, you got, do you have district maps, and do you have input on those district maps from anyone?
As you'll remember, and I believe in phase one or phase two of this contract, the engineering company was supposed to go and review, I think it was 500 some odd parcels, if I'm not mistaken, and then create
kind
of land
use though, land use maps,
right, and then trying to make a determination, you know, this is 500 acres of agricultural land, but it's got a 2-acre business on it, or you know, whatever the case might be. And then once they got their districts, they were supposed to then go back into to the database and redefine that database to say, in looking at this parcel here, this is agricultural residential. It's a less than 10-acre tract. It has a house on it. You know, that's what they're doing. This is a mobile home park. Right now, we don't have that. We just we have a map that shows this is agricultural, this is commercial, and this is residential.
Okay. But I remember the only map that I've seen had a bunch of little yellow specks on it that indicated
existing use.
Existing use.
Right, that is correct.
And they had, they didn't have any particular areas drawn out or anything like this is a group of existing use commercial or existing use residential. They had an X or a little old.
Just an outline of it, basically.
A yellow star on there, and it had that this was a commercial, and then there might be a cluster of them here, and then over here there might be one and one and one, you know, like a bunch of stars. But what I'm saying is, that's all that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have anything. So wouldn't it be, now that we've reached this stage, wouldn't it be useful to the commission to... or P&Z, as he mentioned about the group, to have some kind of a map that shows maybe a group of those things that you might say this particular area looks like it's going to be commercially zoned, and it looks like that there's more commercial businesses here than anything else. So if it's mixed use or if it's commercial, then we know that that particular spot, and that kind of eliminates that area to have to look at for any other reason.
Well, it makes sense, but we did say that we were going to allow the in our public hearings, if the citizen, I mean, well, I guess what I want to do is start predetermining areas without
this. We need to take, with these zoning districts, we need to create another map, yes, sir, and we need to say this.
I don't know what stage we do that. I don't know if I'm really ready to start printing colors on a map yet until I know what ordinance a C1 or a C3
right.
is, because, you know, C1 and C3 are different.
Mm-hmm. You need to define, what the districts are. You need to define what you can do in each of those districts.
Correct.
Right. I mean, we can go back now, once we have a few, some of them are already defined. We can go in and we can say, this is what this is right now. And we probably would want to develop a map that shows here's existing use, and then take it and split it into several maps so that you can have a bigger version of that and see how things are clustered. And then once you've got everything in place, then you might look at it and say, you know, this area here
is an overlay. I see this as an overlay map that you're going to have to get started off with, and then you're going to have, like I'm saying, and some idea that you've got a commercial type,
yes.
That you've got an overlay that you lay over that cluster, and an area outside the cluster that could possibly be used that way, and then there might be an overlay for whatever you... And I'm not going to be for a bunch of this stuff, PNC, community, commercial C1, C3, C4, mm-hmm. whatever I'm saying here, and you already know where I stand
yes,
on
sir.
That kind of stuff. But to go along with the process, because it's been voted on, and I have to be a part of that, I'm talking like you need to have some idea that when the public says, hold it just a second, why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got this overlay that you can say, well, here is a cluster of these particular businesses, and they are, and it's this, this, and this, and here's another place where it's all residential and no deal, so this is going to be R1. Mm-hmm.
And we focus mostly on current use. We haven't really done any projection,
future land use
projections at all. That's a whole nother topic in itself. But basically what we're trying to do is get some zones that that would define current land use that would help bring what we feel, planning and zoning into compliance with state regulations. Future land use is going to be a very, very hot topic, and of course you know that and everything, but, we really haven't looked into that too much yet. We need to define the districts that we've got, and the reason, my understanding is that the districts that we have because they would represent something that is in Taney County right now, that we can say this is what this is. And so we need to define that and see how things are grouped.
Yeah, but you don't have a map.
We can get a map of that, but it would be existing use.
An existing use map is available.
Not with those designations yet.
Not with the new designations.
Not with the new designations.
The old designations, we have an existing use.
Yes.
The question is, when our new map, our old map, we had commercial, okay? We now have two commercial districts.
And we need to split those
so
up.
So what do we put them in?
Right.
And that's where I'm saying we could just say commercial, but that's what we do now anyway.
If we have C1 that's office buildings and C3 that's office buildings and restaurants, okay, this is just a hypothetical.
Right.
So you'd have to take what you have now as commercial, and you have to go see which ones have office buildings and fit those in C1.
Right.
And which ones have both office buildings and restaurants, and you'd fit that in C3.
Right. It's just
you gotta do that work.
Mm-hmm. So a little concerned, something was said just a minute ago, because as I remember, and sometimes my memory is not the best, as everybody knows, but as I remember, we were tackling this as not, we were going to get through this before we went to doing future plan.
Correct.
Correct.
We're just going to establish existing use.
And this, I think, it just came up today, and I think it might be something that would be fine to have established here now or tomorrow or something, that we're going to stick with that. We're not going there now, or make the decision that we're going there now, so that we don't keep bringing it up until we get done with step one, so to speak.
Yeah.
My understanding is all we're doing is existing.
That's all I understand too. I don't want to do
any
future
a lot more
master planning or anything.
So my suggestion is that we stand firm today that if somebody slips over the line and starts talking about future planning, that we remind them, whether it's our own selves possibly, hey, that's not what we're doing yet. We got to get to
just doing what exists.
We're doing what exists.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. What does exist? And you don't have a map. You don't have.
I didn't have the districts to make the map. Now that I've got these districts, we flesh those out a little bit, and then I can go back and I can make that map and everything. But
you still have to put the rules for the different districts.
Exactly.
And then you can determine which one it fits in.
Exactly.
And I think what we've got to do is get Eddie some help to get the ball rolling. I mean, we don't need to be doing site visits to property until we know what the ordinance is going to look like.
I hope that's what we spent $69,000 on.
Well, I'd like to grind an axe for just...
And that's why I'm back here.
I'd like to grind an axe just a second, and that is, the comment was made, we have not, just a minute ago, you said, Eddie, we have not had districts until last week or something. And I would like to say that our engineering firm that we're questioning today whether we're going to use them or we're not going to use them, or at least that's what I think I hear in this conversation, that firm did not have districts to work with.
Exactly right.
And for them to perform well, I think it's totally out of line for us to think they could have performed well without those districts. And those districts were our responsibility, and we just now got that done.
And in my letter that I wrote them in February, I said Taney County Planning and Zoning is currently working on additional information, which we believe will be essential to the task of creating a draft zoning ordinance. And I believe that that's what I was referring to. They presented to us some potentials, which we
They can't make maps, just like Dan was talking about. They can't make these maps.
No, they did not have the information available to them to do anything with that. So, and that's why we ended up having to reject what we had.
I'm done grinding. We can move on. Thank you.
So what I'm hearing is we're only going to work on existing, but we will get you a new map on that as soon as we have a few more definitions down and some things like that. We can then go out and say, here, according to these rules and regulations, here's what exists. But we're going to work on existing.
On those definitions, is that something, we haven't answered that question yet, but I mean, is that the next step, I guess?
Yes, sir.
We need to define those, and is that something that the P&Z Commission will have to bring to us, which it isn't a big deal. It's, I mean, it's a few weeks, or is that something?
Before changes made in our code book, and that's, we haven't made any changes in our code book, but before any of that could be adopted, and changes made in the code book, then it does have to go to that board. I don't know that it's necessary to take everything that we're doing back and forth like that. We can say, here's how we're going to
proceed.
You're
going to keep them informed anyway.
I'll keep them informed, and you can look at that. They will have to make a final recommendation on that to you. As long as we're keeping them informed about it, I don't think. Because we're basically creating a huge draft document. That's all we're doing. I say huge. It may not be huge because it's what we already have and hopefully just a few more pages. But we're going to create a draft document, and once you guys are comfortable with the definitions and everything we've got, then we go to them and say, here's what we want to present as a change. You know, they'll look at it and say, we'll make the recommendation that they do. We bring it to you at that particular time. You don't necessarily have to vote it into action, but you can vote to move on to take it to the public.
And that's just what I was getting ready to say. And
for meetings
time,
and that kind of
thing,
take it
to
yes,
the public.
But,
for them
but
to,
we're going to end up years down the road if every time we make a suggestion, we go back to this board and then back to here and back to there and everything like that. But because we're creating a working document, I think as long as we can stay on track with you and I keep them updated, I don't know that we need to vote on anything because it's not going to be legal until you guys are satisfied with it, that I can take it to them, they can make a recommendation for the change so that y'all can say, we're okay with this, let's take it to the public.
Good conversations. Do we need to go back to who, whether we're using Aegis or not?
I think the first thing is a legal question for Bob to review the contract and see if what we can and can't do. And then the second thing is it appears to me that we need to kind of see, I mean, it looks like Eddie's going to have help no matter what. If it's Aegis or an individual, you need help. You're not going to be able to get it. You're not going to be able to get this thing knocked out in a timely manner if you don't get some assistance.
And I don't think you want one individual, you know, trying to remember everything and making the recommendation. Although most people are not going to take this thing and read it page by page. Most people are not going to do that. They're going to read the portion there. And the reason I know that, guys, is because I've read about 11 code books in the last several months. And you have to make yourself do it.
Kind of like contracts.
And you don't want any obvious, I mean, sometimes they're just going to conflict, but you want to try to make sure you don't have any of that from the get-go.
Have you had a chance to look at this, Bob? I mean, I know you've looked a little there. But
yeah, I'm not going to comment on it in open session.
That's fine.
I looked at it, yeah. Thank you.
So you would have an opinion in closed session?
I would have an opinion in a closed session.
Okay.
I don't need to stay for closed session.
We didn't post for closed session.
Like
closed session.
Posted.
So it's not happening today. We didn't post for closed session. So then we just need to have a closed session to hear Bob's opinion, and then after we hear Bob's opinion, we can then make appropriate steps forward.
Okay. Well, that's just where I am. I just didn't feel like I could give Aegis direction without kicking them back into where the county might be financially encumbered, and I didn't think I had the right to do that.
All right, is there anything else? We got some time for our next meeting. Do we want to try to?
If y'all want me to check on this other fellow, I'll be glad to do that. But
well, our next one's 3:25, is that right? So make sure I understand. We're going to have to set up a closed session to talk about litigation, correct, Bob? Not litigation, contracts, correct?
Or do we have a Can I go out?
You need to take a
Why don't we just recess?
A couple minute recess, please.
We can just recess till 3:25.
Yeah.